It will take a miracle. We have heard that saying many times, and usually when that particular saying is expressed, oftentimes it is referred to impossibility in one's mind. The impossibility that it is humanly impossible that it will happen. Thus, it would take a miracle. We have many times heard this from doctors, for example, saying that they can't perform an operation and it would take a miracle to survive. We have heard about, we have read about, we've seen stories about many various situations around the world where people have experienced some kind of miracle in their lives. We have heard about freak accidents where people miraculously survived, such as car accidents, plane crashes, animal attacks, people falling from incredible heights and surviving, people getting lost for a considerable amount of time and surviving, people surviving massive heart attacks or other major health problems, many other life and death situations. But then we hear about other types of miracles, like the miracle of life when a baby is born, the miracle of healing, miracles in nature, including weather phenomenons, and so on. You know, time and time again, we hear that the word, or hear the word miracle, when something is humanly impossible to explain. One doctor said when he treated a patient who fell 37 stories and survived, of course after several operations, but still, he said that if you believe in miracles, this would be the one. You know, a lot of times when a miracle has been performed, and I'm talking about a godly miracle, still some do not give credit to God. What about all the miracles that were performed in the Bible? I believe it's safe to say that many of us here, if not all of us, have experienced some kind of miracle, if not several, in our lives. But there are also many who don't believe in those miracles which the Bible talks about, and many aren't convinced until they experience one themselves. Now, we in the church, we know better than that. We in the church have been through this ourselves to a certain extent. We have witnessed miracles when someone close to us has been made well, or something extraordinary in human terms had been performed. The continuous work of the church and its existence can be considered a miracle, since many people doubted that the work would continue as long as it has. And it keeps on continuing, and we're continuing strong. The continuous blessings that we receive are also miracles, especially when we are in situations that may seem impossible to get out of, and then all of a sudden, they are taken care of. Yes, miracles do happen. And we have nothing but God to thank for that. With this comes tremendous faith, even when times are at their toughest. Now, the word miracle is defined as a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. Or it can also be defined as a highly improbable and extraordinary event, development, or accomplishment that brings very welcome consequences. Or it could also be defined as an amazing product or achievement or outstanding example of something. Now, there are certainly examples in the Bible when miracles were performed. And we have given messages specifically on this topic. We've heard sermons from Mr. Norbert Link and from Dave Harris, and it's also posted on our website. We talk about miracles. Now, these miracles we read about in the Bible were considered impossible in human terms. But the key is that everything is possible through God. As we all know, there are many examples in the Bible, and one example where a miracle was performed was at the time of Moses in the book of Exodus, chapter 7, verses 8 through 13, which I would like to read. Exodus chapter 7 and verses 8 through 13. We read in verse 8, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, When Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, Show a miracle for yourselves, then you shall say to Aaron, Take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and let it become a serpent. So Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh, and they did so, just as the Lord commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. But Pharaoh also called the wise men, and the sorcerers, so the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For every man threw down his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, as the Lord had said." So you notice that Pharaoh also mimicked what Moses had done, and he used his enchantments to perform the same miracles, but he had lost. And as the rest of the story goes, the 10 plagues followed, which were all miracles by God, showing that nothing was impossible. But Moses was commanded to obey God and be his spokesman. Moses also had to have faith that people would be freed, or that the people would be freed. Even after they were freed, they were in the wilderness, and God once again performed miracles to satisfy the people by making the bitter water sweet, sending bread down from heaven, and so on. Of course, Jesus performed many miracles as well, turning water into wine in John 2, the raising of Lazarus after he had been dead for 4 days in John 11, the calming of the storm in Matthew 8, the feeding of thousands of people with only a few loaves of bread and a few fish. And yet, many don't believe the Bible today, thinking that these are just made-up stories, until they actually see it with their own eyes. That is, miracles being performed, since seeing to them is believing. But Jesus makes an interesting point in John chapter 6, verses 26 through 29. John chapter 6 and verse 26. Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled." See, people are following Jesus, but for the wrong reasons. Verse 27, "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him." Then they said to him, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." And in John chapter 2 and verse 23, it says that many believed in Christ because of his miracles. These miracles that he performed were to prove that he was who he said he was, the Son of God, Son of God the Father. But it goes beyond just seeing, and that's where faith and trust in God comes in. This is a choice that we have. We either keep God's laws or we don't. And we know what the consequences are if we do not. We also know what God promises us when we do. He will provide us miracles, and he has already, has he not? Notice Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 11, starting verse 1. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his statutes, his judgments, his commandments, always. Know today that I do not speak with your children, who have not known and who have not seen the chastening of the Lord your God, his greatness and his mighty hand and his outstretched arm, his signs and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to all his land, what he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses and their chariots, how he made the waters of the Red Sea overflow them as they pursued you, and how the Lord has destroyed them to this day, what he did for you in the wilderness until you came to this place, what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, their households, their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all Israel. But your eyes have seen every great act of the Lord which he did. Therefore you shall keep every commandment which I command you today, that you may be strong. And also in verse 13, and it shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandments which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine and your oil. I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, that you may eat and be filled. Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Verse 17, lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shall shut up the heavens so that there be no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you. And then verse 19, you shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Verse 22, for if you carefully keep all these commandments which I command you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to hold fast to him. And verse 26, behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today. Verse 28, and the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today, to go after other gods which you have not known. So these are warnings for us. This is warnings for anybody actually who reads this Bible. They still apply today, and they will still apply in the future. It's definitely something that has not been done away with, and what's the point? But this is where belief also comes in. There will be miracles that could never be processed in human terms. There will come a time when we will know what it is like to be completely healthy, to never feel pain again. We will never have to worry about anything. We'll never have to be discouraged, have feelings of fear. There will be no reason to be sad or angry, but we will live in complete happiness in perfection. Now that time obviously has not come yet, but it will soon. And in the meantime, we as human beings still feel those many different emotions, and we still struggle with many things. We still get hurt, we still get sick, but we all know what we have to look forward to. We should definitely never give up, but strive for that perfection. And we all have a part to do, and we must continue to live the way that God wants us to. We are a very few chosen people in the world to be so lucky that we have been called to know God's truth and his plan. Consider it a huge blessing and a miracle that we are here today. Still going strong, not throwing in the towel, even though we may often feel that way. But it only makes us stronger when we go through certain trials, and it would take a miracle to get out of them, right? But on the contrary, we should have the mindset that it would take a miracle to fail the trials we go through. The understanding that we have today to know the truth, to understand what the Bible is saying, to understand the prophecies that the Bible reveals to those who have their minds opened by Him, is a miracle. And yet the world does not have this understanding because it is humanly impossible for them to explain it. Will we let God continue to provide us with His miracles? And do we have what it takes to make miracles happen to us?